And now the lovely haunting sound of Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies and All Their Friends and Down by the Sally Gardens. You know, this song goes through my head countless times during the week. I just love this melody. Shiv Geistocht sounds Irish, Lemisha Joe Ballard. This next track is one of my favourite Irish ballads, so much so that I've recorded it myself, but I'm not going to play you that version. I'm going to play you the Dublin Minstrel version. The Dublin Minstrel, which for some reason I find hard to say, was, of course, Luke Kelly. Now, Luke started his folk singing career in Scotland, but then he moved back to Dublin. He had his own distinctive way of singing. And this is the song that tells the story of the young man who was walking along Raglan Road, which is a road in Dublin, and he saw this young lady. And, well, the poem itself was written by Patrick Kavanagh, one of Ireland's leading poets of yesteryear. Listen to how Luke Kelly beautifully sings on Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone, and word and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos, the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Luke Kelly and Raglan Road. Now, it's a song that, well, we know the chorus of, but we don't know the words. So we sing, Rai tan tin na na, tan tin. We always do. That's the way they used to do it in folk songs years ago. Here, the Rambling Irishman from Golden Bough.
I am a rambling Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many's the happy hour I spent on the banks of sweet Lough Erin.
But to live poor I could not endure. Like others of my station, to America I sailed away and left this Irish nation. Right, Antonina, Antonina, right, Antonina.
The night before I sailed away, I spent it with my darling from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning.
And when that we were going to part, we linked each other's arms. And you may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms. Right, Tantanana, Tantanana, right, Tantanana.
The very first night I slept on board, I dreamt about my Nancy. I dreamt I held her in my arms, and well she pleased my fancy.
But when I awoke from my sleep, and I found my bosom empty, well you may be sure and very sure that I lay discontented. Right, Antonina, Antonina, right, Antonina.
When we arrived at the other side, we were both stout and healthy. We cast our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphia.
So let every lad link with his lass, blue jacket and white trousers. And let every lass link with our lad, blue petticoats and white flounces.
Right, Antonina,
Antonina, right, Antonina, right, Antonina, Antonina, right, Antonina.
Hey, they don't write songs like that anymore. We can all join in the chorus even if we don't know the verse. Right, Antonina, a rambling Irishman. Now, at the beginning of the programme, I did say that there would be a little bit of self-indulgence. No, I didn't. I said there'd be a lot of self-indulgence. I'd be playing some of my favourites. This is one of my favourites because, as I've told you on many occasions, when we were growing up, we used to have hoolies on a Sunday night in our house and everybody had to do their party piece, right? And my brother's wife used to sing this song very well. And every time I hear it, I think of her. Brings back happy memories. It's Frank McCaffrey. He's taking Kathleen home again.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen. Across the ocean, wild and wide. Where your heart has ever been since first you were my bonnie bride. The roses all have left your cheeks. I watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen. I know you love me, Kathleen dear. Your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, oh many times I see a dark shadow on your brow. Take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home.
Well, I hope you were, as I was, singing along with that. I think that's one of the nicest versions of that particular song. It was Frank McCaffrey's version of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Tá sibh a geistacht sounds Irish. Le Mise, Joe Bollard.
Town in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Oh, she looked so sweet from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Sure, the coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped and I shook my head and I gazed with a feeling rare, and I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the girl with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me with a smile and said, he's the gem of Ireland's crown. She's young Rose McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. Thank you.
a bit, but I ne'er was hit since my roving career it began. And fair and square, I surrendered e'er to the charms of young Rose McCann. With a heart to let to know Tennessee yet, did I meet with a shawl or a gown? But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the county down.
From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town,
sure no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
Fair Isle folk, singing and playing and telling us all about the star of the County Down. And now it's the turn of a little bit of country and Irish. Now, I've explained all this to you before on previous programmes. Now, here's John Hogan. John Hogan is singing for us. It's an Irish song, sung in country style. It was written by Johnny Cash, so why wouldn't it be country? And Johnny was just returning from a holiday in Ireland, and he's remembering all the places that he'd been to on his tour.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores at Donaghadee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows, and there's 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as I look down. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bog and spade the turf. I'd to see again the thatching of the straw the women clean. I'd walk from Cork to Lorne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green.
John Hogan and 40 Shades of Green. Every week on Sounds Irish, I play you tracks by Irish artists or Irish ballad groups singing, most of the time, Irish songs. But now I want to play for you an Irish folk group of yesteryear, Planxty. And they're not singing an Irish song. They sing it so beautifully, this next song. It's actually an English song about the River Thames, but they treat it so wonderful. I just want you to hear it. It's Planxty and Sweet Thames Flow Softly.
I met my love near Woolwich Pier, beneath the big crane standing. All the love I felt for her, it passed all understanding. Took her sailing on the river, flow, sweet river, flow. London town was mine to give her, sweet Thames flow softly. Made the Thames into a crown, flow, sweet river, flow. Made a brooch of silver town, sweet Thames flow softly. From Shadwell Dock to Nine Elms Reach, we cheek to cheek were dancing. Her necklace made of London Bridge, her beauty was enhancing. Kissed her once again at Wapping, flow, sweet river, flow. After that there was no stopping, sweet Thames flow softly. Gave a Richmond Park to twist, flow, sweet river, flow. Into a bracelet for her wrist, sweet Thames flow softly. But now, alas, the tide has changed. My love, she has gone from me. Winter's frost has touched my heart and put a blight upon me. Creeping fog is on the river, flow, sweet river, flow. Sun and moon and stars gone with her, sweet Thames flow softly. Swift the Thames flows to the sea, flow, sweet river, flow. Bearing ships and part of me, sweet Thames flow softly.
We've been all over Ireland on this week's programme, and this week we're going to finish way down in the south in County Kerry. Mick Galvin telling us about the hills of County Kerry.
All the palm trees wave on high, out beyond thy fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see you more. Oh, why did I leave my home? And why did I cross the sea? And leave the small birds singing around your sweet trolley? The noble and the brave have departed from our shores. They're gone unto a foreign land where the wild canyons roar. No more they'll see the shamrock, that land so dear to thee. Or hear the small birds singing around your sweet valley. Oh, the palm trees wave on high out beyond our fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again. No more the sun will shine on that blessed harvest morn, or hear our reapers singing in a golden field of corn. There's a balm for every woe and the cure for every pain. But the happiness of my darling girl I never will see again. Oh, the palm trees wave on high out beyond our fertile shore. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again. Oh, the palm trees wave on high out beyond thy fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again.
Well, friends, that's our programme for this week. This is Joe Ballard saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're doing it again next week with another edition of Sounds Irish, Joe Ballard saying, take care, travel safely, sláán, bye.